What's up, lunatics? Albert Liu here. Welcome to episode 257 of the Lunatic Files podcast. Hey there, what's going on? Coming to you on Saturday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have plans. What are your plans? What are you doing? You better be good, right? You better have some plans. It's unacceptable to not do anything on a holiday weekend. Is that what your office is like? Every place I've worked since graduating from college has been like that. What's going on this weekend, right? What's coming up? What are you doing? Where are you going? And it's extra worse if it's a holiday. You absolutely must have a plan. There's pressure. You can't just say, nothing. I don't know. That's not acceptable. You have to go someplace. You have to do something. You have to check some box, right? I refuse. I'm just here killing time, folks. That's what I'm doing. I'm just a guy on a big giant ball flying through space, killing time. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but there's no big thing here, big plan. I'm not trying to get something done. There's no list, right? There's no list that I need to get through before my time runs out. I'm just flying through space on a ball, having fun. But seriously, this weekend, no, nothing. Went out a little bit this morning. I'll go out again this afternoon. It's hot here for San Diego, but still nice, sunny. And just take the motorcycle, go out and ride. It's really great, actually. Just trying to enjoy my last weekend of peace before these kids come roaring back into my life, which I'm actually looking very much forward to. But I know that within a day or two of that, I'm going to be screaming for relief again. I'm going to flip exactly to the other side, and I'm going to be just dying for some solitude. It's just funny the way they do that, right? You miss them almost as soon as they're gone, but then they just drive you nuts when they're around. But anyway, that's next week. So this week, I'm just going to be taking it easy. Maybe do a little work, but maybe do some different stuff, not the usual stuff I do. Just try to break it up that way. That's what I like to do. I like work, but if you get too much in the same routine, it doesn't feel like you ever get a break. So I like to, if I do work on weekends weekends, I like to do different stuff, maybe more big picture stuff or, building, thinking further out in the future than I normally do. That's the kind of stuff I like to work on when I'm at home. So things are good here, but things are obviously not good in Houston still. Crazy, just the stories that are coming out are just crazy. It's like I said, for me, it's really hits close to home. It's very difficult. I had a discussion at work last week, and my employer, they really want to help out somehow. And so we're all trying to get the word out. If you guys know of any way that we can help, any causes, specific efforts, non-government efforts that can really make a difference, we would like to hear about them. And of course, if they're libertarian leaning, even better, because we do want to help. We have clients there, Houston in particular. That city has been very good to us. And Houston was very good to me personally. So we want to do what we can to help. So please send me any suggestions. Question@poweredmarket.com. Tweet at Albert K. Liu. Again, we really want to help. So please let us know. Tied to all this, I mentioned Joel Osteen last week. He was getting pummeled. It's got even worse. He's being pummeled for not helping quickly enough. And I sort of, felt like I wanted to defend him a little bit. But he's been in the media since then. I guess he's just he's not a great PR guy, I think, because he's made the situation worse. People coming at him even harder now. What a horrible situation he's gotten himself into, because, you know, now he has opened his doors and there seems to be even more hate coming his way, which I get it. You know, the memes are just, man, they're bad. And so, of course, there's some hypocrisy there, which is what people are zeroing in on. And, you know, what it is, right? You know, it's not so unusual to find hypocrites in the line of work that he's in. It's not like it never happens, right? So, you know, I don't know what to say. It's not. I just think that, how do I put this? Yes, people have a point, but the extent to which all of this crap that he's enduring has to do with people being envious, I just can't get behind that, you know, because there are hypocrites everywhere. Why are we suddenly pointing at him? I think it has something to do with it, with his massive mansion compound that he lives in. People are posting pictures of, you know, like kind of overhead pictures of his house, and the fact that his church is so successful and so big. I think that plays into it a little bit as well. And so, yeah, there's definitely hypocrisy, but let's keep the envy out of this. What I understood is he's opened his doors now. So, you know who's really impressive, though, is this Mattress Mac guy. I don't know if you guys know who he is. Every big city has one of these guys, right? It's the sort of the outspoken, crazy furniture salesman, right? Every big city has one. I know in Boston, it was Jordan's Furniture, and they got to have something like that here where I am. And in Houston, it's Mattress Mac. And this guy has the crazy commercials, but he's just done incredibly well. And he opened his doors immediately to the community. And he's getting a lot of praise for that, rightfully so. And I remember him doing that last time. He just really knows how to endear himself, and I think has a strong sense of community. Right there's like two examples, you know, on opposite ends of the spectrum on how to handle something like this. Okay, so seems like we're starting to pick up again here with the podcast. I don't obsess over statistics, you know, downloads and all that crap. I don't, except for now, I'm watching because I want to know if it's worth continuing, because I kind of abandoned you guys for a few months there, and I want to know if anyone's still there. So thank you guys for writing in. I see we doubled up on the interest last episode from the first one. So I guess some of you are noticing that, hey, what's going on? This feed seems to be active again, and I really appreciate you guys coming back. So thanks for the messages. Let's see, what do I got here? Peter Bell tweeted me a couple things. Peter and I go back and forth quite a bit on Twitter, and it's funny. So he's written a joke that he wants my opinion on. And the reason I'm getting a joke here is because capitalism and morality, I don't do serious presentations there, although I might start sooner or later, do something a bit more serious, but I just kind of, you know, joke around. So he's Peter sending me his jokes now. I have to say, I don't get this one. This doesn't look like a joke. It looks like the beginning of a joke schematic where you're hashing around an idea, which could be good, but it's like an SEC joke, so you kind of add a disadvantage right away, unless you got a bunch of like compliance officers in your audience. I don't know, but keep working on it. Let me know where it goes. Tony, message from Tony again. He's on his way home from Africa. This crazy dude is thinking about living there for a while, and I'm really looking forward to getting the download once he gets home. He went from San Francisco to Madagascar, and then later was on the continent for a while, and couldn't have gone further from home. quite literally, without leaving the planet. So I want to get his the download from him, what he saw, what he thinks, maybe get him on the show to talk about it, because I think that is clearly something that I would not do. I'm going to find out what's going on. Here's a story out of the UK Sun. Down the tube, YouTube accused of censorship over controversial new bid to limit access to videos. Google-owned video site is taking steps to reduce the audience for content deemed inappropriate or offensive, but not illegal. You guys know about this? I heard about this. Was it a Mark Dice video or a Paul Joseph Watson post or a Mark Dice video referencing a Paul Joseph Watson post? I don't know what it was, but I did see about this. So what they're doing now is they're taking posts that are not, that don't violate the policies, but they are posts that Google thinks are objectionable. And what they're doing is that they're, well, essentially neutering those posts. So they're demonetizing them, but they're going even further than that. They're not going to allow these posts to be embedded, commented on, or shared, which is pretty much, I mean, it's not banning it, but it's pretty darn close, right? If you know how YouTube works and you know how important comments and shares are, that's, I mean, you might as well take it down, actually. There's no difference. The only difference is that they can claim that they're not censoring, or at least try to claim that. But what they're doing effectively is censoring the thing. You know, isn't it sad how this stuff always seems to get ruined? You know, like by the time this is done, the really cool aspects of this utility are probably going to be gone, right? And this is, with technology, this is so often the case, which is why I don't get super excited about technologies that are supposed to liberate us from the government, because they're certainly liberating in other ways. I always look at it as man versus man, man versus nature. So man versus nature can be overcome with technology. And, you know, YouTube is great. YouTube, the whole on-demand thing and the search capability and the variety. But look at what's happening. It's being reduced because that's all that's going to be left. It was a very powerful First Amendment tool for a while, and now it's just being reduced. And, you know, these things are great. It's great to have on-demand. It's great to have it mobile. It's great to have search capability. It's great to have content producers all around the world. All that stuff is great. But what about the, you know, the, like I said, it being a vehicle of enabler of First Amendment speech? Where's that gone? It's going to be ruined. And then eventually it's going to be indistinguishable from mainstream, you know, cable and broadcast TV. It's going to be just reduced, you know. So people are going to use it to, you know, make videos of kittens and, you know, make fools of themselves, show people how great their kids are. And the other stuff is just going to be lost. It's too bad. Just kind of like the way ride sharing, you know, ride sharing, it's been great, but you can see it's slowly being eroded. And in the end, what we might be left with is the usefulness of the technology, right? Meaning that, you know, online payment and all that stuff. But some of the real cool stuff, the economic efficiencies and stuff, they're going to erode away. I remember when, you know, these SIP phones, right? Voice over IP, they first became available, and it was cheap. It was really cheap. I forget how cheap it was, but it was night and day, and, you know, it was very nice to just get rid of the telephone and go to a voice over IP phone. And but look what's happened now. Now, if you're with, you know, a big provider like Vonage, which is what I've used for, I don't even know how long. How long has it been around? 15 years? When I first signed up, it was great. Then the fees started to come in. You know, now it's pretty much, it's feature rich. And that's it. There's no other advantage, really. And then I get my statement, my credit card statement. I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, what is this charge? Is it? I don't even know. Were they purchased by Time Warner? Because I got this charge from Time Warner. And I'm guessing it's them. I don't know. Or some other. Oh, maybe there's some other service that I use, like Sling or something like that, that has been purchased by Time Warner. And it's all just been reduced. Sling is still pretty good, though, actually. You can just see how these things get reduced. And the coolness is just beat out of it. Here's another story that's interesting. Seattle Times. 110 arrested in Bellevue prostitution sting set up to, quote, fill void. Funny. After Asian brothels shut down. And you know, the more and more I read these stories, I can't tell if I'm reading something that's serious or if this is like another Onion type site that's popped up. And is just making fun of the whole situation. Of course, I think the Seattle Times is legit. But just reading the article, all I have to do is inject a sarcastic tone into my voice, and the whole thing just sounds like a joke. You know, like, okay, so these guys, they're going after the Johns, right? So they're arresting all of these Johns. So they set up a sting. These cops pose as, I guess, pimps and prostitutes, lure in these guys and arrest them. And, you know, they got a local sports radio personality, like a radio guy, which can't be good for him. Must be pretty embarrassing. But here's the part. So there's a quote from the detective. He says, "The basic premise is, if there was no demand, we wouldn't have this problem." What a freaking genius, huh, this guy is, said Bellevue Police Detective Tor Kraft. So it's like reading Mises, right? If there was no demand, we wouldn't have this problem. Well, no kidding. How long have you been fighting this? You know, oh, now that they've done the sting, we won't have the problem anymore, right? It's ridiculous. Oh, that's a joke. Charged 6 people with conspiracy to use a communication facility to promote prostitution. That's great. So what's happened is they've embarrassed a bunch of guys with a misdemeanor, public misdemeanor charge. And of course, the problem's not solved, right? Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then here it says at the bottom, most men also don't seem to care about the life circumstances of the women whom they pay for sex. But now that the police are involved, these women are going to have wonderful lives, right? Think it through, buddy. Think it through. Anyway, like I said, half the time I can't tell if it's the Onion or not. And there's been some great Onion articles lately. But like I said, I can't tell. You know, it's funny. Speaking of cops, I was riding my motorcycle along the beach this morning, going to breakfast. And on the other side of the street was a CHP, right? Highway patrol guy, just kind of parked on the side of the road. And he was just hanging out there, and I was at a red light, and I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I did a U-turn and came up beside this guy and asked him if I could take a selfie? And why is that funny? I don't know. It's because I had the urge to do it. That in itself is kind of funny, right? Because I never have those urges, but this is true. When I was a kid, I thought those guys were pretty cool. You know, chips, bombing around their motorcycles in California. I thought that was cool. And so if I kind of swung around beside them and I said, hey, you know, dude, can I have a picture with you? I grew up thinking you guys were super cool. That would actually be a true statement. Now, you know, I have a somewhat different opinion now, but that would have been a truthful statement. And it would have been funny if I took that photo and showed it to my kids, what that would have done to, it would have been a departure from the usual message. Even though I don't make that message explicit. It would have been interesting to see their reaction to that. Okay, people, looks like I'm actually over time on this episode. Incredible. So I'm going to shut it down here. Thanks for listening. Still looking for some new podcasts. Kyle, thank you for your suggestion. I will take you up on it, even though I'm a little bit skeptical. Kyle says, what does he say? He says, I know you said no libertarian podcast, but what about one hosted by a stand-up comedian? Dave Smith's part of the problem. interesting. I don't know that show, but I'll check it out. And if anyone has an opinion on that show, let me know. I said, only if he makes jokes about libertarians. Kyle responds, well, does making fun of Gary Johnson count? Absolutely not. But I'm going to check it out anyway. Everyone knows Gary Johnson is not a libertarian. But I will check it out. Thanks for the suggestion. Keep it coming. If you didn't listen to the last episode, I have fired all of my podcasts because I just can't listen to them anymore. And I want to reload. It's a great thing about this medium, right? There's just, literally thousands and thousands of them out there. I want to reload. I'm looking for sports podcasts. Let's see. Comedy is great. No politics. No finance. I'm looking for something new. So please help me out. Tweet at Albert K. Liu. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care.